before we come to our prayers of intercession, I'm going to invite Pete from Pulse Ministries to come and share. Now, you know, we've kind of been doing some 3-minute testimonies. I told him about this. He said, do I need to stick to 3 minutes? I went, but I thought it'd be really good for you to hear kind of where Pulse Ministries are coming from and what's been going on over the weekend. So, Andy.
Excellent. Hi, good morning. So, about 12 years ago, myself and a friend who had full-time jobs said, why don't we set up this ministry called Pulse and travel around the country doing children's and youth ministry and don't take a salary for it? And we thought, well, that's a crazy idea. Let's go for it. And it was really because of the call of God upon our lives to go and do this and really just to serve God and tell as many people about Jesus as we possibly could. And 12 years later, I'm still doing it. It's proof that actually God is a faithful God, which is really, really exciting. And we're actually, in this 12 years, we're just a few thousand short of reaching 100,000 people with the gospel of Jesus, which we think is absolutely amazing. We've seen loads and loads of people come through the doors of Pulse, people like Ellie, who's an intern this year, Chloe, who came to faith through Pulse and now is full-time with us, and many, many people like that. We've got people who are now clergy, who became Christians through Pulse several years ago and things. And it's just absolutely amazing. And the journey and adventure that we get to share with Jesus is so special. So we've been here this weekend, and we did a training morning yesterday morning, really trying to inspire people to really grow in their faith so that they can teach this next generation more about Jesus. And then yesterday evening we did a praise party with 35 kids, again just telling them the gospel of Jesus, but also giving them an opportunity to meet him. So often we're told this is who Jesus is, but actually when we say here's some space, meet with Jesus, Jesus does the hard work for us. I think we've banged our heads against a brick wall for so long in our churches, trying to get this message across, and it falling on deaf ears. Whereas actually, God can do the reaching. God can do the speaking. God can introduce himself very, very simply and easily. And we just need to give him that space. So that's what we did yesterday. And we saw all sorts of good stuff. And hearing the kids, hearing the voice of God is absolutely amazing. And we're just seeing that all around the country. It's just brilliant. So happy days. But also, thank you so much for your support, because I know that you did a coffee morning and some people have given money towards this weekend. Ruth gave me permission just to do a tiny little plug. As I said, we don't get a salary for what we do. We totally live by faith. And whatever God provides, we live on, which is really, really great, really exciting. Sometimes it's a little bit dangerous and close to the mark, and other times it's great. but what we love to do is say, if you would like to be a part of reaching thousands of children with the gospel of Jesus, and if your part can be financial, or if your part can be prayerful, great. We'd love to partner with you and you to join us in that journey of reaching this next generation. So if that's you, if you want to support us financially, it's really, really easy. We'll give you a flyer on the way out. There's no pressure whatsoever. If you want to pray for us, if you go on to the Pulse Ministries website, you can sign up for like a newsletter and we can send you that, so you get kind of almost regular prayer updates and things like that. But we really can't do what we do without people like you.